Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. Let's look at Psalm 19 this morning. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they put forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises on one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. David looked into the heavens, not the spiritual heavens where God is enthroned, but the heavens of the blue sky and the night sky. And he clearly saw the glory of God declared. He could see God's glory in the blue sky, with the glory of the sun and clouds and the beauty of the sunrise and sunset. He could see God's glory in the night sky, with the brightness of the moon and the awe of the starry sky and the clouds that spread of the distant galaxies. These, together with their size, their awe, their grandeur, shout to David and all who see them. The God who created all this is glorious, and this is evidence of his glory. He is glorious in his size, having created something big. He's glorious in his engineering, having created something that works together so well. He is glorious in his artistry, having created something so beautiful. He's glorious in his goodness and kindness, having created something for all humanity to see. But today I'm just going to focus for just a moment on the very first verse, or little verse and a half right in the beginning. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Think of the ways we can give glory to God. We can offer it when we speak. Thus, we can glorify God with our words. We can offer him glory when we talk about God in ways that honor him. We can communicate God's glory and love for us to the whole world as we live out our lives day by day. We can also learn and grow to know more about God's glory when we hear others speak about him in wonder and just help them understand how great he is. Psalm 19 shows that we can even learn about God's glory through nature. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God. Another way to put it would be, according to the psalm, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. This is a strange and poetic picture. If you think about it, the sky's talking. The psalmist acknowledges in verse 3, they have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them. And yet the sky, all around us, above us, its simple yet beautiful existence communicates to the world about God, its creator. I used to lay on the grass on a nice day and just stare at the clouds and the skies. It was so peaceful. God has created a beautiful world. This world, by being what God created to be, gives voice to the beauty of God himself. People can glorify God with their words by loving each other and themselves and by caring for the world that God loves. When I say caring for the world, that includes caring for others who may not know his grace and love. Just be the demonstration and example of that love to people around us. The sky uses its clouds, rainbow, shadows of gray and blue to tell the glory of God every day to anybody who will watch and look. Think of all that we can do as we use our words and even our whole life to share about the glory of the great God that we love and loves us. It would benefit all of us to lift him up and stand in awe so that others would soon see this as well. I sing that song on Sunday sometimes, but the heavens declare his glory and the skies proclaim the works of his hands. What a mighty God we serve. Prayer list for today. Scott Rooney, Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal, George Myers brothers, Julie Cassandi's mother, Kim's brother and cousin with a nerve disorder. Remember Jane and Ed's friend, Sheila Nesmith. She's nearing the time to go home to be with the Lord. Our nation, our church, our families, and if you have some needs, lift your heart toward him. Just look to the heavens, you'll see he's right there. All of the sky around you declares his greatness. Have a great day, and God bless.